Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and perfectly lovely Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hi, Ben. How are you?
I am doing just fabulously. We're in the middle of a, week of recaps and craziness. Just wanted to give everyone a heads up before we dive into today's Married to Medicine recap that next week, Winter is Crappening is back. We are going to be doing a trailer breakdown of the new Game of Thrones prequel that I think is going to be August 21st. It's House of the Dragon is when it's going to premiere. So to get ourselves hyped, to get ourselves stoked about it, we're going to do a trailer breakdown. So Winter is Crappening is back. Episodes will be here on the Crappens feed. But you can also, it'll have its own feed too. If for some reason you want your own feed for it, it'll be available wherever you want it. Okay. So we're really excited for that. So tell all your friends who listen to, who love Game of Thrones that we're doing it and they can tune in, etc. How are you doing today, Ronnie?
My pinto beans.
Oh, still mourning Mrs. Gomez's pinto beans.
I've been crying. My pinto beans for every situation this whole week. It is Married to Medicine Day.
It certainly is. Today is the day for Married to Medicine. So I guess, should we just like jump right into it? Because it's like there's men drama at the top of this episode that really needs to be addressed.
It's man drama, yeah. We can't get into our own man drama on a man drama day. Also, I haven't done anything, so there's that. You want to hear about the video game I've been playing? Oh, I'm telling you, I'm a spitfire of a girl in that one. I can shoot, I can aim, I can tear apart robots. No one needs to hear my sad life, okay? Just get on with it.
That is man drama. So the big thing from last episode was that Dr. Kieran and Anila, they dress up like a moving company to move Eugene and Toya to wherever they're moving next. And Eugene and Toya did not appreciate the joke at all. And so now they're all gathering to throw axes. But first, they have to bury the metaphorical hatchet. Which doesn't really go so well. I wouldn't say it's really a burying. It's more like someone put the hatchet on dirt and then like brushed a little bit of dirt over the hatchet. But like the hatchet's like obviously there.
Yeah, it's like Terry Hatcher. Never goes away, really. Right when you think it's buried and gone, it's on another show. It's like, there she is again. We are right here when Kieran is just about to show up and Eugene's like, here's the deal. I was very disappointed to see myself being put up as the butt of a joke. I feel very offended because I never said anything to you in a mean kind of way, Kieran. And Kieran's like, well, you know, if the costume bothered you, his eyes are really wide. Like yeah. He's just, you know, finding out that they're, you know, I don't know what SpaghettiOs can make a sentence or something, a word for the first time. He's very surprised to see a word in his bowl. He's like, whoa. You know, if the costume bothered you or bothered Toya, I'm really sorry about that. But you know what? I still think it's fucking funny.
And Eugene's like, you're still digging in to this is funny. And Kieran goes, it was funny. It was funny. I'm sorry I offended you. You took offense to all that, but it was funny. It was a funny, funny joke.
It's so dramatic that we get a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. But it was just one. Like they were like, let's use the choir. They're like, guys, you can't use the choir. That's Salt Lake City. They're like, can we use it for one note? It's a man fight. Like, all right.
Take I a noticed mid-range. That too. Ah. Okay. I totally noticed that. And I was like, did I just hear like a little, like a touch of Salt Lake in this episode? It's like, oh. It was like somewhere like Whitney. Whitney just like jolted up out of bed. Something is wrong.
Lassie, who is in the well? So Cecil's like, well, do you think that apology is sympathetic, like you needed it to be? And then we see a clip of Anila telling us, like, wait, are you saying that he refused your apology? He's like, yeah, he was in his feelings about it. So back to Uji, and he's like, but you're still saying it was funny. He's like, well, I'm never going to go back on that. It was funny. That was funny.
And so Ujina's like, I will accept Kieran's apology when he actually apologizes. And he keeps saying the shit was funny. And so Cecil's like, well, I actually believe that you didn't intend to hurt Eugene. He's like, let me just help move this apology along. Let me give you a line that you can just parrot. I believe you didn't intend to hurt Eugene when you said that.
And Eugene's like, okay, then what did he intend to do then? And Cecil goes, to be funny.
And Eugene's like,
he's like, but at whose expense? I have enough expense. I'm married to Toya.
I know. Kieran's like, every other person at this table thought it was funny. And so Eugene's like, but you're doubling down on your insult. He's like, I'm not doubling down on shit. Okay. I thought it was funny, funny. Oh, I guess I did just double. I literally said that twice. Funny, funny. Yeah. But he goes, I misjudged how sensitive you would be based on what I wanted to do. And I am sorry. I won't say jokes. I'll be the dullest motherfucker here.
And Eugene's like, call me a motherfucker one more time. Okay, Eugene. Okay. Calm down. No one said that. And I love that Eugene's power is just always staying seated. I think that's so funny because literally everybody else is standing up. And, like, Kieran's standing up and kind of, you know, having this argument. And Eugene just keeps tilting his head. He's like, I will not move. I will stay seated. So he's like, call me a motherfucker one more time. And I say that as a seated person. So Kieran's like, look, I said I'm going to be the dullest motherfucker here. Listen, look what you're doing. Now you're turning your back to me instead of having a conversation. And someone's like, we're here to throw our backs out throwing axes, guys. Come
on. Scott, of course. Scott's like, let's go throw axes. Let's go throw axes. Because, you know, his superpower is not confronting things and running away. He's like, damn it. I wish there was a door that had a little movie reel on it that said, admit one that I could run into and slam behind me.
And then Scott tells us, yeah, if I could close my eyes and turn the volume up a couple of notches, I would swear I was at the table with our wives. You know those women. God, so emotional. Scott, we have never had to listen to more bullshit on a TV show than your storyline the past couple of years.
Yeah.
You're not really in the place to throw that stone, sir. Okay.
I know.
Now get the Windex out and start cleaning the windows of that glass house. You're going to be here a while.
Oh, God. Women are always arguing over stupid things. Yeah, like men definitely don't do that. Men don't do that at all. Not at all. Surely have never seen men get into fights on reality shows. So Eugene is like, why am I that important to you and your wives' lives that I'm the butt of your jokes? And he's like, what I wanted to hear now was that was stupid. I shouldn't have done it. It was my bad. I know Kieran's just looking at him like, but it was funny. It was funny.
Yeah. Kieran's like, I would never say anything malicious. And he's like, it was malicious to me and to my wife. And you're still saying it's funny.
You made a joke about the fact that we move every 6 months and it's something that everyone on the internet laughs about and it's something that Andy Cohen laughs about and all of our friends laugh about, and you dared to find humor in that. That is not right.
Hey, it could be worse. They could have showed up as IRS people. Okay.
Yeah.
So seriously. Then now let's take a moment with Daddy. So Daddy's like, hey, who doesn't have plank in their eye though? And everyone just stares at him. Yeah. And then we see Daddy in Heavenly. And he's like, it comes from the Bible. And that's where I get my personality. So that's why I said it. And Heavenly's like, yeah, you can't talk about the plank in my eye when the plank in your eye keeps moving to downsized eyes because it's so damn poor. Okay. So then Daddy explains.
Hey, did we tell the movers to get the plank out of the eye so we can... Don't want to leave the plank behind.
Don't waste the plank. We're going to have to buy all... I want all new plank. Waste it. Go ahead and waste it.
Dream plank.
So now we get a monologue from Daddy. He's like, all of you guys or your wives have said things that have hurt my feelings or my wife's feelings, so no one can point eye planks at us. Because you know what? You're talking about someone else's problem, but they might have a splinter, but then you might have a plank, which is like a splinter, but it's bigger and it hurts more. And now they're talking about splinters. Now people with paper cuts in their eye, ow, but they don't have paper when the Bible was written. That's why it took so long to publish. It was written on rocks. So they had to wait till paper was invented to get it to a publisher. Planks.
Yeah. You know, no, your wife said things that hurt me, and 5 or 6 years ago would have been really sad for me. But now I've grown a tough skin because your wives are aggressive and they're not soft the way women should be. And if they'd only been soft, I wouldn't have had to become harder. But now I'm harder. That's okay, because men should be harder and women should be soft. Okay, that was my lesson.
He says, I'm not going to react to your wives, but I will react to what you do. Yes, Daddy, that's why we're here, okay? They're reacting to something that the guy did. So there's a big long pause while everybody like tries to figure out this plank story. And Kieran's like, okay, just to save me from any more Bible bullshit, I'm going to be careful of what I say from now on. And then the fucking guy, the guy in a kilt who looks like he was there on January 6th comes over and is like, guys, what are you, women? Come on, let's throw some axes.
Kieran's like, thanks. I felt like I was meant to walk the plank right there. Hey, it's a joke. It was a joke. I can't make jokes about planks now after Daddy just said his thing. Come on, that was funny. That was funny, Daddy. Daddy, stop crying. Stop crying, Daddy.
Don't walk on someone else's plank when you live in a plank house.
Now they gotta throw Eugene then says, you know what? I like I've said to many houses before, I'm going to let this go. Okay? I will let this go.
So here's my next note. I refuse to take notes on this. So this is when they start throwing the axes. So yeah, you're up.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to say. They throw axes. Of course, Curtis gets like a bullseye. I love, like, it was really funny to me watching Curtis do this, because I feel like it's like the equivalent of him putting like a magnet on the fridge. He's just so tall. He's like, bloop, just gets an axe right there. So they do it and they throw axes, and there's like an uneasy peace afterwards. And listen, you know, axes play an important role in straight men's life. It's both a healing, it's something you use to chop wood, it's something that you do clearly to heal wounds, and it's something that you spray on your body that no one enjoys the odor of, but people will do it anyway.
Yeah. So Heavenly's like, Daddy, it's very accurate in getting things in the hole. He does it every time. That's my experience with Daddy. And he's like, oh my God, I don't know what she's talking about. Proverbs 3:6. What do women mean? So then we go to Quad. Now it's like that. Everybody's doing things at the beginning of the episode. So Quad is with her kid, and she's like, so you intentionally dropped it in the water, or was it an accident that you dropped it in the water?
And he's like, why would I drop my phone in the water for a reason? And Quad goes, the reason would be to see if it was waterproof. The defense rests.
It was to test the proofability of watericity in the toile.
May I approach the bencherosity, please? I, Quad, who has a last name that I don't remember, will now announce that one can drop something intentionally into a toilet if one wants to test the toilet itself. The defense rests.
It's a web.
How thank you. I don't know. I forgot. Listen, I'm just going to listen. I had COVID like 4 weeks ago. Okay. I'm going to blame it on that. Forgetting things.
I have quad brain. I love that the kid just looks directly in the camera like, what the fuck? So then we go to Toya and her kids, and she's like, one day you're both going to want to date someone exactly like me. And they're like, oh, geez, mom, God.
And that's why I have given you all memberships to Zillow. Enjoy.
They've been pre-selected neighborhood with sidewalks.
Sidewalks and tennis courts. So then now Scott and Contessa are kissing in their office and their daughter's like, ew. And then we go over to Dr. Jackie's office and Heavenly just is like barreling down the hallway with like some takeout. And she's like, I'm coming back. Hopefully no one's ass is out.
Oh, so they're eating and then it's Simone. Simone's like, hello, I am in the office at building location. Back here, and- Simone.
So she goes in and she was not expecting Heavenly to be there. And so she's like, hello. And so Heavenly's like, hey, Simone. She's like, hey, Simone. She's like getting more and more like high pitched.
And then she finally gives us the full on Heavenly, stands up and grabs Simone and hugs her.
Hi, Simone. It's so good to see you. How are you doing, baby? It's so good to see you. Simone. Simone's here. Simone, everybody.
So,
wow. Yeah, it really goes to show you, if you keep working on your voice, it will eventually raise to the octave, because I couldn't do it last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think that's why Erica Girardi did those voice lessons. I mean, that's you don't get to the, you know, la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
beautiful. I had to stall there where I found that. I was like why can't I find the audio file? I'll just go la 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 till I find the audio file.
Fun every time.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Jackie's like, now this is the proper way of conducting an ambush. I gotta make sure they both landed at the same place at the same time with terrible takeout food. So Simone's like, what happened to the focus on the duo instead of focusing on the trio? I'm not used to the duo yet, and now I'm focusing on a trio.
And Jackie's like, well, after we were at the party and we talked about that we should go away, I thought, what better way to connect than to coincidentally get together? And Simone's like, uh-huh. She's like, listen, Jackie just single-handedly put the Golden Girls in fast forward. Slow down. I just got used to the duo.
So Simone's like, how are we going to plan a trip when Heavenly does not get along with anybody? And then we see a clip of Toria yelling at Heavenly.
My marriage is not funny. Stay out of my marriage.
So Heavenly puts on her Beaker voice and she's like,
well, actually, I'm getting along with everyone. I met Toria and we're in a good place.
And so we see like yesterday, she's like,
Toria, I apologize. I had no excuse.
And then she's like, oh, and with Quad, I had a good conversation as well. And so then she's like,
I was wrong, wrong, wrong. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong,
wrong. I like when she sounds like she has a sore throat when she's being serious. And then we have a Contessa text.
Well, Contessa, my intentions are not to hurt you. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
And Contessa texts back, please stop talk texting me. You are giving me a headache. Thanks.
It's attracted some birds to my window. The birds can hear the text. So Jackie is, Jackie believes that Heavenly knows that she went too far and that deep down inside, Heavenly has a heart and that they've touched her heartstrings. And her heartstrings sound like this. So,
so Simone's like, well, if we want to step out on the wild side, we could go to Vegas. And Heavenly's like,
oh, I gamble. Hold'em poker. Hold'em poker is what I play.
And she's like, well, I don't think so, because you don't have poker face, Heavenly. You'd be like, hee, hee, hee.
No, no, no. This is what I say when I get my car. I get my two cars and I go, hi, Cards. How are you, Cards? Good to see you, Cards. I love you, Cards. God bless you, Cards.
How can you see someone's poker face if they've got a plank in their eye?
So Anyway, they, and then of course Jackie says the thing that everyone wants to hear when you're planning a Vegas trip: bring your workout clothes because we might go work out.
Oh, Jackie's the real life of the party over there.
Yeah.
So let's go to the Milan Eye Center.
Milan Plank in the Eye Center.
Plank removal. So Anila takes dinner and the kids to the office to see Daddy, which I'm sure he loves.
Because
he's staying there, so he doesn't have to see you fuckers, okay?
I know.
And then those come in with dinner, with some cold-ass dinner. Thanks.
Some cold Domino's. I will have to say, by the way, those kids are so cute. There's something about their cute little winter jackets. Oh, I'm like, they're so sweet. I'm like, someone save them from Bravo. But Anila's like, I brought pizzas, and guess what? I brought you an enormous bottle of Bullet bourbon, which didn't make sense at all. I think she was trying to be like wacky or something. And Kieran's like, what the fuck is this? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? I can't have bourbon in the office. I can't even keep it here. Why are you doing this? And she's like, well, you can just take it home. And it's kind of like, well, then why did you bring it to the office if we're just going to bring it home? I don't understand this.
So he talks about how they almost shut down over COVID because no one could get elective surgery, but now they're almost back to business. But basically, they're here to talk about the kids because Anila has taken care of her kids for a week or something. And she's like, I cannot. These kids, they have to go pee sometimes. This is the worst, Kieran. We have to do something.
You know what? With Miss Gomez gone, I'm getting so busy with blogging. I'm getting emails left and right, okay? There was someone from Nigeria who is a prince who emailed me. I mean, like, I am having worldwide reach right now, okay? I'm getting invited to so many things, okay? This is a lot right now, Kieran.
He was like, well, why don't we just try another nanny? That's what we need to do. I mean, listen, it takes a village. So we just need a village of nannies. That's what we need. And she's like, I've tried to find someone, but it's so hard to find someone you really trust, Kieran. It's like really hard. So how do you feel about my mom? He's like, my God.
Not her. Gone. He says, I think that sometimes when Anila goes about this research, there might be a slight ulterior motive behind it. She's like, no, I really did try. Like, I really did try to find a nanny. Like, I watched old episodes of The Nanny and I was like, okay, so you're hired. And then Fran Drescher never called me back. So I did everything I could.
She's like, okay, you caught me. I want my mom to come. She's really good at opening an Amazon package. What can I tell you? He's like, oh my God. If your mother comes back, you might as well put a fucking straw in that bottle that you brought. Excuse my language, kids. But my fucking pinto beans. Okay, they've already learned something bad.
So now we go over to Contessa's house and her trainer Abdul comes over. He's like a man wall, a wall of man. And he has a meal plan for her because she's doing the most exciting thing on Bravo, enrolling in a fitness competition. So basically she can't eat like anything and one of her snacks is half an apple. She's like, who eats half an apple? He's like, you do. So that's like, that's going to be her storyline is eating.
She is so lame. Apples. Did anybody else feel the energy just sucked from the TV the second she came on?
Of course.
Like, fuck off with this. Fire her. I can't. Listen, I'm sure she's a very lovely person off screen. Take her there. Okay. This is boring. Okay. Let's go to Audra. Oh, Audra goes to Heavenly's house. Oh, Audra's the new lady. Okay.
Yes.
She's coming on as Heavenly's friend, and she's a real estate attorney.
Yeah. I think we saw her earlier in the season briefly. And in fact, her husband was at the axe throwing, and they were like, Audra's husband. I was like, okay, now who's Audra? but I remember the idea that we had met her, but I just didn't remember Audra. But now here she is. This is like her first proper episode. She's great, by the way. I loved her immediately. And so she comes over. And they're talking about going to Vegas and going to like what they like doing in Vegas. And she really likes going to, she's not a gambler, but she likes going to pool parties and letting her cakes hang out, she says. And so Heavenly's like, oh yeah, well, you and Quad will be great together because, you know, she loves to put her ass out too.
So she's like, so I hear that there was some talk about marriages the other day. And Heavenly's like,
No, let me tell you, Contessa is my real friend. Yeah, she's my real friend.
And she says she didn't mean to hurt her, but you know what really hurt her?
The way they came at me. You wouldn't believe the way that they came at me. Why would they do that to me when I love Contessa?
Oh, okay. So, of course, Heavenly, the real victim in all of this, as usual. And she says that she will apologize to Contessa more than text. And Audra's like, well, she might want to fight you after that. And she's like,
well, I haven't had my ass beat in a while, so she can do that.
And they start cracking up.
Yeah. And then we go over to Quad's house, and she's packing, so that means she's talking to her dogs, including her dog Joy, who she has color blocked with, like, doggy hair dye, but, like bad color blocking. It's like, in terms of like clashing colors, it's like one strange green and then an orange and then like a purple, and then it's just like, it's madness on that dog.
Yeah, all the dogs, she has three and they all look like that. They all look cray cray.
I know.
So then Toya in her big closet saying, are you gonna miss me, Ooj? And he's like, all husbands miss their wives. And then Simona's gonna take a full cat suit and put a butt pad in it.
Yeah,
it's a packing segment, everybody.
It's a classic packing segment. And Contessa is excited about Vegas, but she basically, now Contessa reads the text that she received from Heavenly. The text was like, my heart is heavy and I value our friendship and it really matters to me. I'm sorry, please forgive me. And Contessa feels like Heavenly does these nice things in private, but not in front of other people. In front of other people, she's a different person. She doesn't trust it, which is, I guess, fair. But the other thing is that, like, the season began with Heavenly literally trying apologize to Contessa in public, right? And like, Contessa was like sort of icing her out. So there's like, I mean, Heavenly definitely created this mess, but at the same time, I don't feel like it needed to escalate to the intervention that it did.
No, that was like Contessa planning a moment.
Yeah. You know?
So then they go to the airport, and everyone's super excited, and they're talking about rooms, and Jackie's like, well, we only have 7 rooms, so 2 of us have to share. So what I decided...
Wait, you decided? You decided without talking to us?
She goes, yes, because you said that you have menopause, so that helped. And she's like,
she's used menopause against me.
I know. She's like, well, you're going to have menopause, so you'll probably have the AC blasting. So I think it'll be best if you have your own room. So Heavenly's like,
if Jackie wants to say it's the menopause, it's fine. But I know the real reason. And Jackie knows she has to treat Simone a certain way because Simone is much more fragile.
Yeah. So then Toya shows up. Everybody's just arriving. You know, Toya's in like little short shorts and boots. And she's like, Toya is about to do Toya this weekend. She's ready, all right? She's ready. And by she, I mean Toya. Well, I shouldn't have said I mean. I meant by she beats Toya. She beat me. Who's that me? It's a she. But them. They're Toya. Toya's not talking right now.
So then, they all arrive. They get on the plane. And then Jackie's like on her phone. It's like Jackie Cam. And she's like, well, I'm here on the plane. That's Simone behind me. And then she's like, Simone, what are you doing standing up? Because, you know, Simone, it turns out, is that person who you're about to take off. And then there's always that one person who stands up to check something. And the flight attendant has to passive aggressively say, as we are about to take off, it is unsafe for anyone to stand. So we're just a reminder for people to take their seats, not pointing out anyone in particular. But if the person who is standing did hear this, that would be great, person in row 3. Thank you.
Contessa almost didn't make it. Okay, it's 2 episodes right in a row, because we had Atlanta before this, where it's like, will someone not make it to the airport? So here we go again. Someone might not make it, but they did make it.
You know, it really makes me appreciate the work of Robin Dixon, who is like the only one on Bravo who said, you know what? I know they want me to do the old, is she going to make it on the plane thing? And I'm willing to not make it to the plane. They need me, because if it isn't for me, then everyone will always assume everyone's going to get the plane. But by me not getting on the plane, I have now introduced the element of suspense that, yes, it is possible for someone to actually not get on the plane.
Yeah, Robin bringing that temporary realism to Bravo.
Yeah.
So they're playing around. They're all excited. Now they're in Vegas. And Simone's like, the Golden Girls are here, baby. And Tori's like, why do y'all got to pick such an old ass name? Why you got to call yourself? That show's on TV. It's stupid.
Yeah. So they're there. They're like excited. Some of them are like dropping it low, like out by like the Uber area. And so Contessa's like, these girls remind me of Girls Gone Wild. I'm like, great, great observation, Contessa.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they get into their Sprinter van, and there's no booze on the Sprinter van, because they're all like, give us booze. Like, where's Jackie? Where's the booze? And of course, Jackie's like, I made sure you guys had something to quench your thirst. It's right here. It's called water. It's like, boo!
Water. Water makes the body good. It can also drown you if you get too obnoxious. Like, boo, Jackie, boo!
If you look around the room, I think water could help everyone in here. Boo!
Now, every show has this person, and of course this person is Contessa on this show. Shot, 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 shot. Singing the shot song wrong.
Yeah, I know. So they arrive at the Hilton at Resorts World, which is that's where they're staying. I don't know. I'm like, guys, I'm about to say something important about the Hilton of Resorts World. I've got nothing to say about it. It's just that's what they are. And that's like the shot thing. Oh, you know what I have to say? It is kind of funny. Like, you can tell which shows are like the premium shows on Bravo, like the ones that Bravo puts money into, and the ones that are like second tier. And I'm not saying that in terms of quality. A lot of people feel like Marriage Medicine is actually the best show on Bravo. But in terms of like, you can see what Bravo thinks is like their tier one shows. And this is definitely the tier two show, because they are at this like random Hilton. They're like not even at like, you know, like the Wynn or the Bellagio or Caesars. They're like at like Vegas Hilton. And then the Sprinter bus, when it shows up in the parking lot, it's like license plate is dangling off. Its front bumper is like, is crooked. It's like, it really is like that truck that the Muppets get on in the Great Muppet Caper to get to their hotel. I was like, wow, Bravo. It's like, we're going to cut some costs for Marriage and Medicine. We'll put them on that thing.
Welcome to the Milton, where you can get snacks all night long from the vending machines.
The Milton. The Fly It. Welcome to Fly It.
So they do cheers and a lot of wooing. There's a lot of wooing, okay? And Toya's like, here's a cheers to learning a lot about our friendships. And they're like, woo, whatever that meant, woo.
Yeah, seriously, what did that mean? How do you guys not know even more about it's been like 10 years of you guys finding out about your friendships.
And they all get drinks from the bar first thing and take them up to the room. And Contessa stays back and she tells the bartender, this is going to be one hell of a trip. He's like, get out of here, shot, 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 shot. Oh my God, learn the rhythm of shots. Fuck out of here.
You think you're the first group of ladies that have come into this hotel? Actually, you are. This is the Hilton. It's not Caesars. This is the Hilton of the North Strip. We're behind Circus. So actually, you guys are the first group.
So Jackie gets the presidential suite, and there's a buffet set up for everybody. And Simone just keeps saying Golden Girls. She's like, yeah, the Golden Girls. We did this shit.
And of course, also, the joke is on Heavenly, because, you know, Jackie made it sound like she's doing Heavenly a favor, because Heavenly gets her own room. She doesn't have to share her room. But what she didn't tell Heavenly is that her room is an enormous suite with two bedrooms in it and like a whole like living room and panoramic view.
So Heavenly, of course, is not happy. She's like, that's fucked up. Wait a minute. You mean y'all that you guys are in that room and I'm in another room? And then Jackie's like, she can stay here if she wants. With an air mattress. I will be in my bed.
And then there's like a buffet that's set up. And they're all like, there's a guy, there's like a host. He's like, and here's your buffet. There's all these things. And Toya goes, yeah, Brussels sprouts. He's like, no.
Toya, it's a buffet. It's an open buffet. You can see everything.
There are four chafers. Do you see Brussels sprouts in the chafers? Then the answer is no. There are no Brussels sprouts.
I wrote, no, you can see the food, idiot. But that's so Toya. Like, but it's not Brussels sprouts. Hey, thanks for the spread. That was really amazing in the presidential suite. There was no Brussels sprouts in there, though, so.
Three upstars.
So let's see. Jackie's like, well, this is the presidential suite. And Heavenly's like, I've been at the presidential suite at Circus Circus. It's not like this. LOL and Heavenly in the presidential suite at Circus Circus. Now there's an episode.
I know. I wonder what the presidential suite in Circus Circus even looks like. I don't even know what it looks like inside Circus Circus. It just sort of scares me. Circus.
I've been in there a couple of times, but all you can really remember is diaper smell. That's all I remember.
Yeah. So there's just like a lot of like antics because Heavenly is basically like, I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna stay in this room, and they're like running around and joke fighting, etc., jumping on beds, and Heavenly's like, she's like, well, this is a beautiful room. I think that we should sleep in here together, Simone. And Simone's like, we don't get along well enough to do that. So Heavenly's like, but I'm going to hug you now. She's just like trying to go in for a hug.
So then they sit down to eat. Now, Contessa, who's doing her bodybuilding diet, told us earlier, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to tell everybody I'm doing it. I just don't want to be that person who's like, oh, my God, my diet. You know, I'm just going to, like, be quiet and just eat what I eat. So, of course, first thing is Contessa going, wow, the mashed potatoes, they're yummy, but too much carbs. So I only had 3 bites.
I can only have 3 bites.
You can't help yourself when you're on a diet, right? I think that's universal. There is no way I'm going to cut back on anything where people aren't going to hear about that shit every 2 seconds.
It has to be declared. And you know who's probably happiest of all was Jackie. Jackie's like, finally, someone eats with moderation on my trip. That's like Jackie's love language. I'm only going to have 3 bites. Ah, I knew it was finally it. Fit is finally the new it. Or fit is finally it. So, yeah. So they're having lunch. Okay. They're having lunch at they've arrived and they're having lunch before they go off to the rooms. And then Neil is like, should we play Never Have I Ever? I'm like, girl, it's like 2 p.m. What do you do? You're like, it's not even, it's like, it's 2 p.m. You guys are having like salmon. Why do you want to play Never Have I Ever right now?
So Contessa is like, well, not everyone will tell the truth, but some of us are transparent and honest. And Audra's like, and some aren't? Is that what you're saying? And she's like, well, some people in this room are not transparent and honest, and they'll say whatever it takes to make their image look good.
Wait, Contessa, why are you coming on so hot and heavy, like, over non-Brussels sprouts? Like, can't we save this for the evening at least? But so she's coming on heavy. And then Heavenly is like, she goes,
I'm a child of God, and I feel really bad. And I'm going to take my time and find the right time and place to approach this bitch because I really because I really don't understand what's going on.
So Contessa's like, okay, so let's play Never Have I Ever, okay? Like, oh, wow. Way to set the tone.
Okay. And Jackie's like, never have I ever had a trip where my friends don't fight. But then she doesn't drink. I was like, oh, Jackie. So then Toya's like, okay, well, we're all drinking. So don't you think we should make Jackie drink too? And Audra's like, she is drinking her drink. Yeah, but that's just ginger beer. And Audra's like, so she doesn't drink.
And Toya goes, so why are we always making special privileges for you, Jackie? It's like the worst logic of all time. And so, and then Andra's like, she's like, special privilege. She's choosing not to drink. And Toya's like, I'm sorry, you are not a good attorney. I'm like, it doesn't take a good attorney to argue that point. Well,
that's too bad because you need one.
But what was funny?
The search goes on, I guess.
I know. But what was funny is that like there was like a commercial break. And when they came back, they kind of like showed this again, but when they replayed it, they showed a little bit more dialogue. And when Toya said, why are we always making special privileges for you? Jackie says very quietly, she goes, I'm like that. It's just like, that's just what because I get special privileges.
So Simone's like, damn, Heavenly, this is not the OJ trial. Jackie is not trying on the glove.
Yeah. She's like, Audra is not Johnny Cochran.
So she's like, yeah, you're a bad lawyer. And Audra's like, I'm a good lawyer. I'm a very good lawyer. And Tony goes, well, I would like to see that right now.
Okay. Oh my
God. So silly.
Like a legal brief or something? What is Tonya talking about?
So Neela's like, okay, let's just start the game, guys. Okay, I have kids at home not being raised by anybody. So Quad's like, welcome to Never Have I. You know, she does her big, like, welcome to the game. So Simone's like, okay, never have I ever beat my kid's ass.
It's like, okay. And they're all like, well, actually, only two of them were like, yeah, I certainly did. The rest were like, mm-hmm.
And then Contessa's like, I lit that shit up. I've done it.
So then Anila's like, never have I ever had a threesome. And I forget what the results were, but Contessa says she hasn't had a threesome. And Quad is like, she's like, I don't believe that at all. She's like, I'm going to say that. I've never worn a wig.
That's like one of my little dogs saying, never have I ever been orange and green and purple and mauve and aqua.
The defense rests. So
Simone's like, wait a minute, Contessa, why are you drinking? And Heavenly's like, because the bitch is lying.
So then the next one is like, never have I ever done a 69, which I feel like seems pretty basic, but Jackie has never done a 69, and everyone's like, I can't believe you haven't done that, Jackie. But then they start to realize, like, actually, Curtis is really tall. It really wouldn't work out. It's like, maybe it'll be like a 67.
So then Quad goes, never have I ever had bad credit. And Contessa's like, okay, well, I did, because when I was in college, one time I thought someone stole my car, and it turns out it was repossessed, and, like, I didn't realize that you had to pay your car. I'm like, I'm in college.
Not what you want to hear from a doctor.
That's your doctor, everybody.
I didn't know. So then, never have I ever cheated on a boyfriend. So Quad actually drinks to it, and she's like, He had it coming all along. Did I get the lyrics right? I think I got it wrong. I committed them to memory for the crappies, but now I've forgotten the lyrics.
And if you'd been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same-ity-damity.
Thank you. I was like, I feel very quickly like I'm going to mess this up. So I'm just going to stop. I'll let Ryan take over.
So then they start talking about dick pics or something. And Contessa's like, yeah, you know, sexting. That's what people do now. It's sexting now. And she's like, guys like send dick pics, but like what woman sends a vagina dick pic? Like, why do they do that? And Jackie's like, oh, I get them. And the worst is when they bring the husband's penis on a picture to show him. She's talking about work, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, of course, the OBGYN is going to see some vagina pics, you know? Yeah. Jackie just doesn't get it at all. So Quad's like, I hate dick pics. I've had so many sent to me in my DMs. Why? Why do that?
You will never, never get close to me.
So then Contessa's like, well, I get dick pics all the time. Women and men proposition me. So.
Yeah. We're like, oh, okay. So then Jackie's like, everyone go to your rooms. And they're like, wow, this is like the first time ever that we've had fun. Let's keep this energy going. And,
don't worry. Contessa will be there to suck all the juice out of that fun any second now.
Yeah. Watch her. They're going to go to a buffet. She'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't eat any of this. Sorry, guys. Do you guys have egg whites? By chance that you can get them anywhere.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And we will be back with more recaps tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. We always have recaps. So thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
Dana C. Dana Do. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.